Well, good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Master's Call. I'm Tiffany Lauderdale here in Southern California, and now it's time for us to go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We praise you, we lift you up, and we magnify you because you deserve all of our praise. And Father God, we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that you will add everything else unto us. We make you a priority in our lives today, Father, as we come here on the Master's Call. We thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for each and every TMC intercessor, past, present, and future. We thank you for each and every TMC caller who has dialed in right now and those that will dial in later, those that will listen later, those that will go online later. We thank you for them, Father. We thank you for this, the second day of January 2014, where your glory will be seen, Father. We just pray right now in the name of Jesus that this call will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over this line right now, Father, that you will continue to do greater and new things in our lives. And right now I clear the floor, and as I clear the floor for Minister Kai, as she would come, Lord, I pray right now that you would just speak to her heart and to her mind, that you would increase in her as she decreases, and that your word will go forth through her on this day, Father. And I pray as we go through this day, Father, that we will realize that we are not alone, but that you are with us, because your word says that you would never leave us or forsake us, Father. So I speak healing on this line. I speak deliverance on this line. I speak salvation on this line this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for your presence here on this line. We thank you for your anointing here on this line. We thank you for your power and your peace and your joy on this line, and we give your name all the glory, Father, and we bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you because you are amazing. I decree and declare these things to be so. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to our hostess for this morning. Minister Robin, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much, precious one. Thank you very much for clearing the atmosphere and ensuring that our call is going through without any type of interruption. Well, good morning to each and every single one of you. Happy, happy, happy New Year, this second day, this marvelous year that we are in. And my name is Minister Robin. I am here in New Jersey, and I also greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Take Time for Jesus Thursday. And that's exactly what we are doing. That's exactly what this call is about, because we know that he is good. And because of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and because of Dr. P.K. Roberts, we have this call, the Master's Call, this awesome call founded in 2010. And because of them being faithful to hearing the voice of God and receiving advice from their dear friend, Marie Preston, we also have a scripture that we stand on. And that scripture, you can locate it in Psalms 88:13. It reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We seek God first. We put him first in everything that we do. This call was founded on prayer. This call ends in prayer. This call prays us. We pray for you, and we know that God is working in your life, in our life, and through us. So we are grateful for the Master's Call because of these two victorious women of God. And our mission statement is showing us and teaching us, and we're living it. We are enriched. We are enhanced. We are empowered believers as we begin our day. And family and friends, we're glad you're here. And if you would like to reach out to us, you can send us your email requests. You can send us your prayer requests. You can send us your praise reports. You can let us know that you want to be part of our team, and you can send it all to our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We also have a website address for you, and every message has been archived from the first day that we started. And the website address is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. You can listen to each message. We are getting ready to start our fast on Monday. The directions will be on our website. Download our messages. They are posted daily for you to share with others and also to eat and receive the Word of God. And immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call. It's hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and her awesome team of Platinums. And we are so glad that many of us here, we're part of Artist International. It's a health and wellness company. And you can find out more about Artist International on that call. And the number for the MMC call is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. We have an awesome empowerment conference that is taking place in about a week and a half. It is going to start January 10th through the 12th. It is hosted by the Kings of Artists. It's an empowerment conference. It will be held in Houston, Texas, at the Marriott Hotel at the Hobby Airport. Make sure you register. You'll hear more about that on the motivational call. And health and wellness distributors, go to your back office and get additional information. And then also, as a distributor, friends, you may have heard of 90K in 90 days. Well, it is an awesome thing that is going on within Artist International. And yes, I said 90K in 90 days. It can be done. There is nothing that is impossible with God. If you want to find out how you can become a health and wellness distributor or find out more about what you can do to receive 90K in 90 days or work your way toward that, get on that motivational call. Well, without any further time right now on announcements, I'll come back. But I'm going to tell you about this victorious woman of God, Minister Kai Brown, born in New York City, but she's currently residing in Norcross, Georgia. She is a wonderful mother of a mighty man of God, Master Christopher. She is also serving in the ministry at New Destiny Christian Ministries, and her focus is to pray. She knows that God has called her to pray, and she loves to share what God has given her to his people, and we're going to hear what the Lord has placed on her heart today. And not only that, she is an Artist International distributor. She is a member of the TMC family. She is my dear sister in the Lord. She is victorious. She is anointed, and she is precious in the eyes of our Lord. So without any further time, I am going to introduce and call to the line Minister Kai Brown. Are you there, victorious woman of God?
I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you, sweet one.
Well, I just want to thank Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for giving me this opportunity to share what God has placed on my heart. You never take it lightly. It should never be taken lightly when you come before the people of God, because it is important that you are giving them what God has given you and not what you have taken and what you want to share. So I just want to ask God to continue to work through me and to just begin to minister through me, O Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you and I bless you for this time, and we turn this time back to you so the people of God can hear what thus says the Lord. Amen and amen. As we enter this second day of 2014, I believe it's time to move on. So some people may be asking, well, what does she mean, it's time to move on? Well, what I mean is this. It's time to leave the baggage we've accumulated in 2013 and 2012 and 2011 exactly in the past. Leave it behind us. You can't be what Dr. Vanessa coined yesterday, a glory carrier, while you're carrying the baggage that God has not given you. So if we want to be glory carriers, then we have to leave the baggage we've accumulated behind us. You don't want to come into a new year being weighed down by baggage from your past. How can God give us anything else if we are still holding on to what we should have left behind? So today's message is, it's time to move on. Please turn with me to Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14. And it reads, "Not that I have already obtained all of this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of for me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Now the KJV, verse 14 for that same scripture says, "I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Now if we are truly pressing forward, then it is impossible for us to be looking back. So we are commanded to forget those things that are behind. It's not a request. It says forgetting those things which are behind. He didn't ask us to. He told us that we needed to forget those things. So what we need to do is we need to continue to press forward, to move forward. And here are three suggestions that could help in that pressing forward. Number one is you must commit to giving up your grudges. Yeah, that's right. You got to let some things go. Number two, you must commit to give up your past failures. Yep, you got to forgive yourself. And number three, you must commit to your God-given purpose. So we're just going to talk about number one, giving up your grudges. I'm not saying that's an easy process or that you can just say, oh, okay, I forget it. Sometimes forgiveness is a process, but it's a process that allows you to release yourself and to free yourself. And when you forgive, you'll feel a freedom that you've not felt in a long time. So first, let's look at what a grudge is. A grudge is a deep resentment that is cultivated in our hearts. It is an unforgiving spirit that leads to unforgiving actions and attitudes. But the Bible tells us that we are to forgive, and it tells us to forgive in lots of various places. But we'll look first at Colossians 3:13, and it states, "Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances," and for grievances you can insert the word grudges, "you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you." That's right, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Now, if you are not able to forgive your brothers, why would you expect God to forgive you your sins and the things that you've done that have hurt him? So here we are in 2014, the second day, and we're still holding on to our past hurts and what people have done to us and how we've been wrong. But the word clearly tells us that we are required, we need to forgive, because we want God to continue to forgive our sins. What would happen if God continued to hold grudges against us? Where would we be in this day if God had not sent Jesus to the cross so that we could be forgiven? So if we truly take the time and realize what we are doing by holding grudges, we'll realize that we are just crucifying Christ anew. So we have to make sure that we walk in forgiveness, we walk in love, and we do that which God has done for us, and that is forgive. Number two is to give up your past failures. Again, this may not be easy. I know the devil wants to keep you in bondage by throwing our sins in our face over and over and over again, by popping in that DVD and showing us all of the things that we have done wrong. But God has forgiven those things if you have gone to him with the spirit of repentance and turned from those things. Those things are no longer held to your account, but the enemy will continue to bombard you with them if you allow him to. Because, see, he desires for you to stay in bondage and for you not to forgive yourself. Because if you can forgive yourself, then you can walk in what God has for you. But if you cannot forgive yourself, then you will continue to fall into the enemy's trap as he continues to lead you astray and keep you unfocused from the mission, to keep you away from what God has for you, to keep you walking in discontent instead of walking in the light of God, instead of carrying God's glory, instead of doing those things that we know God has called us to do. So the Bible tells us in Psalms 103:11, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. God has taken our transgressions and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Why are we then still holding on to them? Romans 8:1-2 tells us, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Jesus, again, did the work. He did the work on the cross so that we may be forgiven. And because of the work that he has done on the cross, we should not walk around in condemnation. That doesn't mean that if we do something wrong, we don't go back to God and repent. That means once we've repented, we cast that thing out. We forget that thing, forgetting those things which are behind, forgetting those things which are past. So if we are to continue to press forward, we must not only go and repent, but once we have repented and turned from those things and given them to God, we must cast them out ourselves so that we do not continue to walk in bondage. I know a lot of us struggle, or at least let me speak for Kai. I know that sometimes I struggle with allowing the past to remain in the past, because I always want to pull it up and say, oh, well, you know, this is what I did and this is what I did. And then I have to look, but that's being double-minded. And the word says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We can't speak life at one moment and speak death the next and expect us to prosper and expect what we are doing to be blessed. So we have to continually focus our thoughts on those things that are pure, are lovely, are faithful, because that's what God tells us to do. So as we are forgiving ourselves and forgetting those things which are past, we must continue to press forward towards the mark. And that's something that, you know, can sometimes cause a struggle, because forgetting those things that are behind, forgetting our past sins, are sometimes difficult, especially when we have family members who will bring them up. Well, you know, girl, you used to be like this. And you just tell them, you're right, I used to be like that. But that old man is dead and buried, and I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. And not allow those things to play over in your head over and over and over again. Take that DVD out, break it up, crash, smash it, do whatever you have to do so that you can move on, focusing on what God is giving you now. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So if you're seeking God's kingdom, and if you're walking with God, and he is not reminding you of what you have done in your past, then you should stop reminding yourself. Number three, commit to God's purpose for your life. And, you know, Jeremiah 29:11 tells you, I know the plans I have for you. So God clearly has a plan and a purpose for our lives. But it's our responsibility to seek that purpose, to know that purpose, and to begin to walk in that purpose, because it's God-ordained. So our purpose is God-ordained for 2014, and it may not be that same purpose that God had it for us in 2013. So we have to make sure that we are connected to the source right now and walking in the purpose God has given us for today. This is seen, this purpose, committing to a purpose, can be seen in verses 13b and 14, which is when it tells us forgetting those things which are behind and pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, Paul did that. Paul said, okay, I'm letting go of all these things. Paul used to persecute Christians. Paul used to completely try to destroy the Christian church before Jesus blinded him. So, you know, he begins to press towards that goal. What goals do you have focused on for this time in your life and this season in your life? Let's look at Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. Habakkuk 2 and two states, and the Lord answered me, write the vision down and make it plain on a tablet so he may run who reads it. What is your vision for 2014? What is your vision for those of us who are artist distributors, for our teams? What are you doing to make it plain for them so that they can run as they read it, so that they have a mark to press towards as your downline? What is your vision for your life in 2014? What is God telling you? What vision has he given you? Have you written that vision down and made it plain? Are you assured that you know where you're going? Because if you don't have a vision, it says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Are you seeking God's will for your life? Have you asked him what the vision is? Have you gone to him and said, okay, Lord, what am I doing? Lord, or gone to him, better yet, Lord, I'm not sure what I'm doing. Please help me find the vision so that I can write it down and make it plain. Is your vision clear, or are you wandering around in the wilderness? So you don't want to be like the children of Israel and spend 40 years in the wilderness and die before the vision becomes plain. What you want is God's provision for your vision so that you can walk in it and so that you can understand that, you know what, this is the vision that God has given me for my artist business. I have written it down, and I am pursuing it. I am chasing after it because I know that this is what God has ordained for me in 2014. So, you know, make sure that you're walking out that vision. Make sure that you've written it down. And if God has given you an update to the vision, make sure that's written down because it is important, it is imperative that we understand what God is calling us to, that we understand that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives so that we can continue to walk it out. It is imperative that we are sure, that we know that God has given us a purpose, that we know that he has a plan for our lives, for us to prosper. He desires for us to prosper both physically and mentally and financially. He desires that we can walk it out because the more we walk it out, others can see our lives, and then they can begin to walk it out. So I will leave you with this. Know that it is time to move on from your past so that you may flourish in what God has given for you in your now. Thank you so much, Minister Robin. Back to you.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that word. I will be calling you back after the announcement. But right now, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, that you give us an opportunity to be able to ensure that we forgive others, we forgive ourselves, we let go of grudges, Father. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we know that we are victorious in you. So therefore, past failures, we are going to let them stay in that sea of forgetfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we are going to admit to you so that you will guide us and direct us because you have a plan and a purpose for each one of our lives. And just as it was said earlier, we are going to take more time for you, Jesus. We are going to spend time in your word. We are going to meditate on your word day and night because when we do this, we know that we will have good success. So, Lord, I come before you right now in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for being the healer. I thank you for healing Pastor Charles Kimmins' brother and his brother's wife. I thank you, Father, that they are getting stronger each and every single day in you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that Joni is healed and healthy, Father God, and that you are restoring everything that the enemy tried to take from her, Father, because she is a victorious woman in Christ Jesus. And, Lord, you also are the strength of Wanda, Father God. She's had two homegoings, Father God, her family members, the Hodrick family and the Foster family. But you said in your word, Lord, you will not give her more than she can bear. You said in your word, Father, that she's strong in you and in the power of your might. So we thank you that you are surrounding her with your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you that she dwells in the secret place, Father, of the Most High God. And because you are Jehovah Jireh, you are the provider for your children. And because we come to you, Father, we say thank you for Siobhan, Father. She is going to Houston, Texas. And, Lord, you're not a respecter of persons. You'll do the same for Jackie. You'll do the same for Galia. You'll do the same for me and for all of those, Father, who have a desire to go to the Empowerment Conference. You are a supernatural God. You are the one who gives us all that we need. You give us the desires of our heart. So we thank you for Dr. PK. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for the TMC family, Father, for the friends, and for the family members on this call, Lord. This is a new year, and we are glory carriers. We will ensure that your glory is going to be seen on us and through us, Father, so that many will come into the kingdom of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, family members, let me go ahead and continue and make a correction. First and foremost, our fast is going to start on Sunday, January 5th, and that is the Daniel fast. And we are fasting. We are going to not have any meat, if possible, and you can do all things through Christ. He is your strength. We're going to have fruits and vegetables, no sweets. And the directions will be on our website, and the website address, again, is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Empowerment Conference, which is going to take place January 10th through the 12th in Houston, Texas, hosted by the Kings of Artists. It's going to be at the Marriott Hotel at the Hobby Airport. You can register. You can go to their website address, and it is artistempowermentconference.com. That's all one word, artistempowermentconference.com. Go there and register. 90K in 90 days, you can listen to one of our calls every evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, the time will vary depending on where you're located. The number is 712-432-0075. The PIN code is 926358, pound. Make sure you get three people on the call. It is being done. There are many people who are seeing this manifested in their lives. So if you would like to be part, if you would like to find out what to do, go back to your leaders, get on the morning motivational call. It's immediately following this call. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598, pound. And at this time, friends and family, see that minister in the marketplace. Minister Kai, will you please come forward and give us our daily benediction?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together of fellowship, O Lord. Father God, we ask that you continue to keep and lead and guide us through each and every day, O Heavenly Father, through each and every minute that we walk according to your will, O God. Now, as we leave this call, but never your presence, O God, we ask that you continue to envelop us, and we ask that our ministering angels go out before us, behind us, and on both sides, O Heavenly Father, protecting us from the unseen dangers of the enemy, O Lord. We bless your name, we magnify your name, and we continue to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you simply because you are God all by yourself. Lord, we thank you, we magnify you, and we bless your holy name. It is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, a name like no other name, that we pray. Amen and amen. Go out and have a wonderful day, and don't forget to be ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.